guy who told me that before he was saved, his parents would let him go out all hours of the night, he'd go partying with his friends, and they never gave him any problem at all. But once he found Jesus and wanted to go to church, they tried to lock him in his room, thought that he had gone crazy. Well, that's an interesting way of looking at it. He thinks that he was crazy the other way, and now he finally became sane and whole, but they didn't see it that way. And he found that he had such opposition after he began to seek the Lord. Maybe they didn't even realize why they were giving him such a hard time, but they were. And God gave him the grace to continue on, and he tried to respect his parents and honor them, but he also had to honor the Lord and put him first. And he looks back and he says, that was good for me back then. It was good to go through those trials. It only made me strong. It made me call upon the Lord and really pray and seek God and not take for granted the privileges that I had to be in God's house and to be with God's people and so on. And it made him a stronger Christian, if you could say it that way, as a result. Praise God. But that's some of the opposition we face. Some of your closest friends will give you a hard time when you really start seeking God. That even happens among Christian friends sometimes. You can go to church with them, and you can be best buddies and have a great time. And then when God begins to call you to a deeper life of seeking Jesus and really living to honor him, you'll find that even your Christian friends might not understand you, and they'll wonder what's wrong with you, and sometimes they'll give you a hard time about it. Praise God. But you go forward anyway in Jesus' name. I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back. Though none go with me, still I will follow. That's what God is looking for, that determination. God comes to people like that. That's very precious to the Lord when someone will put Jesus first like that and pay the price no matter what others do. It costs something to follow Jesus, to really find him and to experience his glory in your life. It's going to cost you something. But oh, when you find the Lord and he comes to you, there's no turning back. There's no looking back. Praise God. You don't feel like you gave up anything, really. But you got everything. Everything you found in Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Are you that way tonight? Has God been able to give you a sight of Jesus? And have you heard that call to follow him, no matter what others do? Praise God. I believe God's calling someone tonight, maybe many of us, to just lay aside everything and everyone and really seek Jesus with all our hearts. Praise God. He promises that he'll see us through. He'll take us by the hand and he'll lead us on, praise God, into victories and glories that we can't even imagine. Praise God. And so I want to be one that follows him like that. Praise God. I remember our brother Dobie, he was a minister in Africa. Now he's come to the United States. He said, you know, he said, when I began to follow the Lord, I don't know if he was speaking about himself or someone else, but he had a dream. And the Lord handed him a paper. This is the contract that you're entering into. Sign on the dotted line. And he looked at the paper and it was blank. And he said, Lord, there's nothing on here. What am I signing? And the Lord said, you just sign it. I'll fill it in as you go along. You know, we want all the answers first that we want to be sure that everything's going to work out and everything's going to be pleasant. And Jesus said, you just commit yourself to me. You just sign on the dotted line. I'll fill it in as we go along. In other words, you just commit yourself to the Lord no matter what comes your way. For better, for worse, richer or poorer, sickness and health. That's how we get married, right? That's the commitment we make. And when we give ourselves to Jesus, when we get baptized, we're being united to the Lord, and we make that wholehearted commitment. Lord, for better, I know it's going to be for better, but sometimes I'll have some difficult times, but I'm going to still follow you. And richer or poorer, I don't know what may come into my life, but it's worth following Jesus, any sacrifice that I have to make, I'll gladly lay anything aside to follow him. No matter what comes my way, I'm going to give myself to the Lord. 100%. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so let's be sure that we've given ourselves to God like that. And if you're not sure, then deal with God tonight and ask him to give you the grace to just let go of everything and cast yourself completely on the Lord. One other thing that comes to mind is, you know, I read The Christian Secret to a Happy Life one time by Hannah Woodall Smith. And I remember that illustration. It was a man that had to go climb down a well. And the well was very deep and very dark, and he didn't know how deep it was, so he tied a rope to a tree, and he threw the rest of the rope down into the well, and he started climbing down. And he went down, 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 down. Then he got to the end of the rope, but he didn't get to the end of the well. And he couldn't see how deep the well was. And so he tied a knot somehow, or held on to the bottom of the rope, and he hung down and stretched his toes to try to touch the bottom, and he didn't feel anything. And he thought, oh no, here I am. I'm too tired to climb back up, and I'm afraid if I let go of this rope, I'm going to fall to my death. It's going to be another 100 feet at least. And so he held on, he held on, he held on. His muscles began to charley horse. His hands began to slip. And finally he slipped off the end of the rope. He let out a yell, fell 6 inches, and hit the bottom. You know, that's the way it is. We think that if we let go and give ourselves completely to Jesus, it's going to be misery. We're going to fall to our death. It's going to be too much for us. And we find that as soon as we make that surrender, he's right there to catch us. And we fall right into his arms. And so don't let the devil fool you. He likes to fool people and make them feel that to give yourself fully to Jesus is going to be the most miserable life you can have on earth. Oh, it'll be good in heaven, but you know, we find it's just the lie of the devil, just like he told Adam and Eve. Oh, God doesn't want what's best for you. He's holding things back. If you obey the Lord, you're going to miss out on some wonderful things in life. And we find it's just the opposite. When you give yourself fully to Jesus, life has just begun. Praise God. And so let's believe God and let's give ourselves fully to him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. also to that melody. I know it's in here somewhere. Praise God. Oh, happy day when Jesus washed my sins away. Praise God. Okay, 463. A lot more, but I can't because they're occupied. But yours aren't, are they? You know, clapping our hands is a way of praising the Lord. It's not just that we're getting into the beat or something. And of course, it's natural to clap your hands to songs that have more of a tempo, but we need to praise the Lord when we do it. We don't usually tell people in our church, let's give the Lord a clap offering or a hand, because I used to do that for different people in the world. When I used to go to their concerts years ago, I used to clap for this one, I used to clap for that one. And I don't know, it's a little different with Jesus to me. I don't like to give him a clap offering or a hand. Maybe you do that in your church, and it's fine if you do, because the important thing is that it comes from the heart. Praise God. But you don't have to wait for someone to say, let's give the Lord a clap offering. You can clap your hands in meeting and praise the Lord and yield your body to God like that, and you can do that any time that the Lord leads you. Praise God. And even when we sing this song, you can express your joy and your praise to God with your voice and with your hands. And so if you feel led to do that, don't hold back. Praise God. We have little kids in the church, and they clap their hands to every song you sing. We have to put a stop to that sometimes. You know, holy, 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 or something that's rather slow and worshipful, they'll be clapping away. And I appreciate their enthusiasm, but it gets rather distracting sometimes. And so we have to learn when to clap and when not to clap. It's like with the guitar. I can turn every song into a country song with this guitar. Right, Brother Paul?
Right.
I had to catch myself on just a closer walk with thee. I had to hold back a little bit. Praise God. But tonight we can be free in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so let's be that. Let's be that. Let's be free. Let's rejoice. I saw some people, they were tapping their foot. Maybe they wanted to clap their hand, but they didn't know if it was allowed or not. I don't know. But anyway, whatever Jesus wants, that's what's allowed here in this place. And that's what we want to do. We want to be sure that we're pleasing Him and that everything we do is for His glory. Praise God. And so let's sing that chorus again, and then we'll sing the last verse. And then let's continue to praise the Lord and give ourselves to God. These testimonies have been such a blessing in the meeting. I've been so thankful that there have been those that have let God use them. You know, I know I've said it before, but Sister Nora Bennett, some of you know her, she got up one time and said, you know, I've heard so many testimonies in my Christian life. I've been in many, many meetings. She said, but the ones that I remember most are the ones that I gave. And we all laughed when she said that because it sounded like she thought her testimonies were the best. But she didn't mean that at all. She went on to explain, when I get up and testify and give a word for Jesus and thank Him for what He's done for me, God does something to make that more real in my soul. And He puts His blessing. He adds His blessing to it. And that's why I never forget those testimonies, because God met me when I got up and gave Him glory. And so, if God wants you to testify, give a word of exhortation, be free. Praise God. Let's sing that chorus and that fourth verse.
Oh, happy day.
Cleanse us of our sins and set our hearts free. Oh, remove the guilt of our sin and put His own Spirit to live within us. Lord, we thank You for the joy of the Lord. We pray, Lord, that You shall restore unto us the joy of our salvation. If we've lost it, Lord, we pray that You will cause that joy to return. As we repent and as we give ourselves to God and clear the way for the sunshine of Your love to shine brightly in each of our hearts. Lord, have Your way tonight in this meeting. We thank You for this Your presence so near to us. We thank You, Lord, for these reminders of how wonderful You are and what a privileged people we are, Jesus. Thank You, Lord, for the call that has come into our lives. Oh, help us to embrace that call with all our hearts, Lord, to forsake everything, to pursue that one call, to be all for Jesus. Oh, we thank You tonight, Lord, that You have great things in store for us. And so we continue to praise You and rejoice in You. Again, we pray that You'll bless over the whole camp tonight. We pray, Jesus, down in the village and in the cottage,
Let your spirit just hover over the grounds of this camp, Lord. We pray. And, oh, Jesus, we pray that you'll pour out your blessing upon every life in just the way you see we have need of. We thank you for it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.